Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you. Take it all out, take it all out. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Kiss, love, and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place.
I'ma finish this track and just sit back and play block cops and go cover. Bro, I just started realizing that my flow is so cold, it's hypnotizing. Killed this beat, can't you see it vaporizing? Wanna get in? Nah, bro, better get to reviving. Ball so hard, can be J.I., cause I'm on point like a laser. Killing my opponent, cause I really don't care who they are. Ball so hard, can be Earl Smith, cause I'm born with that word gift. That person in your head that can beat me, yeah, he's a mess, cause I ball so hard, this shit poke. Ball so hard, this shit poilin'. Ball so hard like four quarters. You ball so hard when the game over. Ball so hard, this shit cold. Ball so hard, you want more. Ball so hard, you talk shit. But when last time you seen the score? Trey. Holy.
We're gonna skate to one song only.
AK, B-Train, last time you heard something like this, man. Been a while, I know. I'm ready when y'all lie. You know me. Let's go. Alright. If I saw her, everybody wanna find me. They don't even know where the hell I'm at. They be swear they be looking underneath cracks, rocks, everything, trying to find where I'm at. I don't really get it, yeah, I'm so cold. Ice cold, when the wind blow. Matter of fact, you call me Jack Frost. I ain't talking about the ice on my wrist and like my flow cold. Iceberg, hit dick like Antarctic. Y'all niggas mad Titanic. Floating down, drowning down. I don't really give a damn, y'all niggas ain't know my level. So what the heck is my point of even killing this beat? Cause I ain't got nothing else left to do. Why should I have to look around at you guys? Matter of fact, I'ma go see y'all niggas. I'm just like a myth to y'all. Swear to God, y'all see me. Swear to God, y'all feel me. But y'all cats can't touch me. Cause I'm damn the invincible. Like Iron Man, got an iron suit with them iron lungs. I'm all good, I'm having sense. So my bars writing, ain't nobody on my team. Well, wait a minute, OGNT, my team big, my team strong. Matter of fact, we like the Hulk. So every time we hit a verse, we get stronger by every verse. Door, every line, like every time. Anybody want my grind time, you can't catch me. I'm a shine boy, I'm a grinder. Like a skateboarder, but I don't skate though. No tight jeans, I'm fitted up. Righteous, I'm a good dude, not a hood dude.
Hey, welcome to OG Radio with your boy Radio Rail, with the hottest in radio graphics. Today is Monday. I have a guest with me. She will be calling in and a little. But I got great announcements tonight. I got good news tonight. I got a great show that's gonna be popping in a little bit, you know, underway. It's just super lit. You know, man, everything super copious. First things first, got something to get my chest. Congratulations to Angela Lakers. I've always been a Lakers fan for a long amount of years. Ever since I was born, I was a diehard Chicago Bull and Lakers fan, especially when Kobe emerged on the scene. But fuck LeBron James, okay? That's just where I'm at with it. I don't like LeBron, never heard LeBron. He did the whole decision and switch. That's when my respect, that's when he lost me as a fan base. I don't fuck him, you know what I'm saying? That shit he said yesterday was definitely bullshit. I feel like he should not go and basically giving this, you know, speech or anything, and then he goes on to say, you know, and give me my damn respect. Like, first of all, you're supposed to play in the NBA right now. You know what I'm saying? You're the greatest, one of the greatest of all time right now. And you're definitely not showcasing it by saying, give me my respect. Motherfucker, respect is earned, nigga. Not given. What the fuck? Motherfuckers don't respect you no more because your bitch has decided to leave and walk away from a team that you couldn't win. You know what I'm saying? Then you had to go get help because you couldn't do it by yourself. And you did it with three different teams. Then, you know, two weak ass out of there. But that's what I had to get off my chest for that. But tonight's episode is about it's part two to how long can should sex last, and I also have a different topic. Also, the other topic we're gonna discuss when my guest comes on tonight will be about should girlfriend be submissive to her boyfriend and not just a wife to a husband. That goes a long way because normally a wife would be submissive to a husband, but does the girlfriend have to be submissive to the boyfriend? You know what I'm saying? That right there is gonna be something. But first announcement that I want to give out is the fact that Well, I'm doing announcements later on. But without further ado, here goes my guest, Miss Jay. How you doing, Miss Jay?
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up?
What's going down with you guys?
It's good. For those who don't, well, clearly it's the first time calling in. Go ahead and tell everybody who's listening what your name is and all that.
Okay, well, my name is Jay. Everyone calls me Miss Jay. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. Blah, blah, blah. I'm boring. Not really, but I mean, shit. I'm a mystery. I don't know. I come up with, you know, shit, and then shit happens. You feel me? So just a type that just makes shit happen, you know? But I guess the topic of the day was, or whatever the topic was, I guess you could start it in on it, and then I can pretty much just tell you from my experiences of the job that I'm at now. It pretty much opened my eyes on to new ways of thinking about people, I guess I could say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I started my job like early August. It's called Lion's Den. Maybe a lot of people know what it is. Hold on 1 second. Ouch. You all right? Okay, so yeah, I started the job early August, and since then, you know, I think they just kind of had to just like warm me up into the job, but it's like my third job like that, so I'm pretty much open-minded already, so the job really doesn't bother me, so I haven't had any weird questions until recently, I guess. And then it just starts getting really weird. Like after 8 o'clock, it's liver than limelight here. So
I could imagine. You know, they say the freaks come out at night. So that thing is true.
You know it. And the later it gets, the freakier they get.
I could imagine. But yeah, hey everybody, me and Jade go way back. Back to when Facebook was really cracking, like social media was able to do and say whatever the fuck we wanted to at the time with certain shit. It was some great ass time. But You retired? That's what you about to say?
No, 1 second. No, it was. Hold on. It was another actual phone call. My fault. And I got you on kind of speaker, so it's kind of an echo for a minute.
It's all good.
No, not tired. I pretty much got my boys in here. We skipping out on this school shit. We're going to start this shit next year. You know what I'm saying? We got traveling plans to go through.
Okay.
And with this school system and stuff going down, you know, my kids is confused about what's going on.
Everything.
What, right. Nigga? No, boys, I don't know if you just... So I pretty much just got a room. I'm off the next 48 days.
Okay. So today's topic is part two of how long...
Hello, my father.
It's all good. You know. I definitely relate. I be having a lot of chaos going on my end, too.
You got some in school, too?
Yes, all of them. How many? 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 of them?
Oh, my God. You got 6 kids in school?
I have 4.
So this online thing, how are you with your extracurricular activities?
It's easy. I go to work all day. I'll be at work.
Refresh your math all over again.
I have nothing to do with none of that.
There's never a better way to refresh on equations.
Yeah, you know. But tonight,
shit, like, is that how they teach a math now? Like, goddamn it, I remember 3 times 5 and shit, but goddamn, what is this X over E? What the fuck? Hey, y'all, come on now.
Hey,
yeah, y'all getting ridiculous with this.
I don't remember none of that shit.
She remember.
Y equals MX plus something like that.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Nothing on nothing.
But,
I got 3 levels. I got a senior, I got a third grader, and I got a first grader. So I'm three grades in my mind. There's been split personality shit going on.
Yeah, I feel you. I got pre-K, first, 2 8. But so. Everybody, what me and Dave was talking about off air was about should a girlfriend be submissive to a boyfriend instead of normally the wife being submissive to a husband? Because normally when you get married and all that other
one
shit,
one second. Can I rephrase your question real quick? Because it really didn't sound right. You're asking.
It did.
Should females? You're asking should girls be submissive to their boyfriends too? Instead of just their husband?
Right, yeah. Instead of just
husband. Okay, now I better understand the question.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right,
go ahead. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Just one? No. First off, let me tell y'all I had already said, boyfriend, you guys are very temporarily. You guys are just test trials for the real husbands to be. My condolence to you that is having boyfriends for 10, 15 years and you still haven't popped a question. Wonder what's going on with that, but a boyfriend is just really a trial for the real main thing. I mean, yeah, you cook and clean for your boyfriend because you've been with him a couple of months, couple of years, but that shit come natural. Who wants to live in a dirty house with they dude or with they girl? So that shit comes natural. But
right.
As far as being submissive, you got to understand what submissive means. You got to understand what submissive means when you say submissive. Now, submissive, you can go to the dictionary with that, but submissive in my book means that a woman does all without asking. And that's not control. It's pretty much if the woman feels very comfortable at where she at and what she's doing and how things is flowing, submission comes naturally to a woman when she feels very, very secure.
Right. Now, I think most people take the word submissive and only apply it to it being sexual. For some odd reason, I don't know why that comes to play, but I think they mainly think that it only has to deal with sexually and that's similar. No wrong or right definitive answer to being submissive, but the majority thinks sexual-wise, but that's not, they don't just stop there. You know what I'm saying? Like you said,
right.
A woman who's comfortable would do X, Y, and Z. As long as they're comfortable. But it's definitely not just sexual, you know. I wouldn't want a super submissive in the bedroom. Like, that's, you take it, just smack a motherfucker around a little bit.
Nah, definitely not that.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, people could switch it up. So I asked that question because I had saw somebody's post that they were talking about the majority only categorize it as it only being sexual. And I'm like, it goes further than just being sexual, way further than just that.
Right.
But then somebody brought to my attention, well, you know, that's mainly husband and wife, but what about the boyfriend and girlfriend? I'm like, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that quite yet.
Power on. Ready to pair. Phone connect.
Okay, say it again.
Can
you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
But I do agree with that boyfriend and girlfriend, they are temporary until they get to the point of them getting engaged and married and all that. Should they follow the same guidelines as the husband and wife? Being
submissive? That's the thing. What are the guidelines between husband and wife in being submissive?
I think it's a lot.
A lot.
I don't think there's no true answer to that. It could be bullshit, like a man go out and be work, you know, out work, they come home, and then she got dinner ready already, or she's gonna run your bath water, or shower water, or whatever, you know, shit like that. Or
okay, I can
it could
understand
be,
that.
Or it could be whatever he wishes, whatever he asks or she does, but it's not in a controlling way. But more so, like, you know, whatever he asks for, she's down to do.
Okay.
Which I think the women of 2020 are not that way.
You damn right, but come on now. The women of 2020 now, it's all about McDonald's and shopping. You know what I'm saying? It's
you know,
man. They like going out and shit, and, you know what I'm saying, like taking care of themselves, and you know, fuck the niggas. Other than every now and then that's it. And they don't really do what, you know, shit. What I want to say, 80s women now should be married. You know what I'm saying, settled down. But some 80s women is not. You know, they're still stuck in time to where they haven't evolved.
The traditional sense went out the window. That shit is over and dead.
Oh yeah, and it goes a long way with, you know, saying Big Mama gone. You know, the aunties and vice versa themselves. You know what I'm saying? Then the aunties never really paid attention to Mama's cooking. You know, some
oh,
did.
Oh my God!
They the ones that don't nobody really fuck with.
You ain't
you
never.
They the ones that don't nobody really mess with. So they cooking all these big ass meals and shit, and don't nobody come over there and mess with them because they want to be the ones that shelter in, you know. But and now you got 20-year-olds with 10-year-old kids. It's crazy. It's crazy. You can't take it. It takes a village to raise a child. Then you send the village and burn the fuck down for messing with the child. So,
hey, I was just going to say, that village is gone and burned down now.
Look, you can't correct the kid no more. They'll fuck around and cuss you out of killing you.
Today's
crazy.
I remember growing up. We stay up north from Chicago. And the particular area we was in, you know, it's, you know, a nice ass area. I kid you not, the entire block and a half knew who the hell I was. They knew who my parents were. They definitely knew if I was into some shit that people would fuck me up. And by the time I get home, my parents found out. Definitely was a village crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Oh, yeah. I grew up in that type of neighborhood, too, where everybody knew who the Sanders and the Wards was. Yeah, my grandfather was a pastor. Anything that I did, it was like stepping on eggshells. But anything that I did got back to him, and that's my ass times 10. Yeah, you ever got hit with a Bible?
Ooh.
The Lord's word is embedded in me. That's why I can't shake it.
Hey, a Bible actually hurt.
And come to find out that whole book that I got hit with was a lie. It hurt even more now.
Mm-hmm.
I got hit for nothing.
I'm glad. Now I'm gonna do another show. We're gonna talk about that. I'm gonna definitely invite you back, and we're gonna talk about that on another show. I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Okay.
Write that on my calendar.
Keep that in mind.
Because a lot of people ask me, am I religious? Well, I grew up in a church home, of course, you know, for 20 plus years. They ask me, am I religious? I say, no. How I am more nowadays, I'm more spiritual than religious because of everything that I found out. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, we will definitely get into that on another show. So, what I'll do real quick, bro.
I live with a whole
We're gonna go. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go on a little break. I'm gonna play a couple tracks. Maybe we'll get right back to it. So, everybody who's tuned in, y'all already know who I'm probably about to play. This is my boy, Josiah D. Amore. This is Working. You can catch him on Apple Music. That's JOSIAHDAMOUR. This is called Working.
Shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Shake, 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 just shake it, baby. I know you want the bag, you gon' work for it, baby. Damn, look at that ass, I'm your biggest fan. Drop it low and pick up them bands. I'm like, ooh, she thick too. I'm in love with that ass, what else can it do? She got me so hypnotized, the moody moving round and round. Booty bouncing, titty bouncing up and down. Work it, work it, twerk it, keep on twerking. Shake it, shake it, love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Don't forget the BBWs, you know they not full. Left cheek, right cheek when she twerking. Don't stop, pop it, that ass working. Girl, you look good, just back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when I throw my cash up. All that damn ass when she picked that cash up. Shawty know she worth it for sure. Work it, work it. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Yeah, go crazy, yeah, go crazy. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby, yeah. Shake it, ayy. Pick up that cash, ayy. Get that bag.
Just keep it 100, don't throw no shade. Niggas out here that are gonna hate. I'm tryna get money, won't be the pain. While these niggas be hating, I'm getting paid.
two to the face. Damn, balling hard on the regular. Bad bitches on my cellular. If you talking shit, I'm not hearing ya. I'm counting money, can you hear it, bro? Nigga, I'm going hard in like my first name was James. Boy, I'm just gon' ball on them like Westbrook wanted a ring. Getting the money, I'm doing my thing. These niggas be faking like friends out our name. Getting my money while you getting changed. Kissing one hoe while the other get brain. Boy, I'm a dog, I need to be tamed. Fucking your hoe, she saying my name. Niggas get mad when you getting paid. Boy, I'm a ball like Shazza Shafay. I don't associate with the snake. Just keep it 100, don't throw no shade. Nigga, you could catch it like a snake. I don't associate with the snake. Boy, I just be ballin' on these niggas. Gettin' money, tryna get the truth. Niggas think I ain't fuckin' with it. Ballin' on them like my name was Pippin' on these niggas. Gettin' to the money, I'm just gettin' back. All about the bitch, what the fuck you think? All about the money like a fuckin' bank. Niggas get the hate, not just tell them thanks. Nigga, why you mad? I'm just gettin' bank. All about the paper like a fuckin' blank. Nigga, why you mad? I'm just gettin' bank. All about the paper like a fuckin' blank. I ain't with the fake, niggas be round and they hate ya. Gotta keep my eyes open for fake shit. It be the close ones around you that hate. I don't associate with the fake. Just keep it 100, don't throw no shade. Nigga, you could catch it like a snake. I don't associate with the fake. No, no, no. I don't associate with the fake.
You got all your friends talking shit, but they was trying to fuck. All seven of them bitches mad cause they was out of luck. Loyalty is everything, and baby, we don't got no trust. I was thinking wedding ring, you was thinking Bentley Chuck. If I knew your intentions, we wouldn't have been intention. We would've just fucking called it a night that we wouldn't mention. Got your parents thinking I'm a dog. When you the one that do me dirty, don't answer my calls. When it came to you, I dropped everything. It hurts, but I'm moving on to some better things. Find a real one who's gonna give me great sex, give me great neck. A girl who bought a dollar and she thinking straight checks. I'm over here with a front net, fuck all these hoes, I done that. I'm done that shit, I don't want that shit. But it's fuck you, bitch, why I trust you, bitch? You gon' bleed so hard, cause I'ma cut you, bitch, yeah. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. You think I need you, girl, and I want you to see. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be. Yeah. I know this shit gon' hurt me, but I gotta let you go. If I see you with somebody, I might lose it, but I know that you not 100, yeah. I just don't want it, I'm one in a million. You just the dumbest, you gon' miss me, alright. I beat the pussy so right, and girl, just give it some time. You gon' be crying at night, and don't be calling my phone, cause I be pressing decline. And don't you come to my home, cause no, you can't stay that night. Hope that you miss me, you know I'm gone. You could've been with me, you could've been on. You the reason I'm drinking and writing these songs. You breaking your own heart, you know that you're wrong. Oh. Diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be, yeah.
Yo, we are back here on OG Radio. It's your boy Radio Rail with my guest Jade is in the building.
That last track
from my homie SS Sheen with Temper. outside being more. We are back on Madness Monday. We are continuing whatever the hell we're talking about. we're talking about, my mind
being submissive.
Trying this motherfucker.
Being submissive to would it be okay to be just submissive to the boyfriends too instead of the just the husbands? Some shit they did.
See, there you go, my nigga. You know, I be drawing blanks around here every week.
Start smoking that Chicago weed.
Hey, we got that backyard boogie around here.
Shit.
Now, I don't even smoke weed. Well, I ain't gonna say I don't smoke weed. I smoke the pen shit, the oil thingy.
The hemp pen.
My shit is 98 THC, and I'm high as a kite. Prefer that over
that shit cool.
Weed because
that shit cool. But ain't nothing like breaking it down like OGs used to do. You feel me?
I mean, true, but I don't like to be high all day. No more. I got to the age where I'm cool with being high for like an hour or two, however long it lasts, and then I'm cool. That other shit that nowadays.
I can't agree with you on that. I've seen myself unhigh for 2 hours, and I don't like her. I don't like the girl that's unhigh. But at least, no. And I speak as her as a different person. Yes, I do. Yep, I do. I don't like the bitch. No, I don't. I think that's my mother. I honestly think the I'm telling you, Tara, I'm telling you, baby. People don't understand that you can be, that people do normally have multiple personalities, okay? It's nothing to laugh about, but I'm cool. Like, me and my personalities, we cool. Like, I don't like all of them.
Oh, shit.
But we cool. But I'm telling you, the girl that's unhigh for like 2 hours, I don't like her. I want to remove her, but I believe that's the personality of my mother. She's a complete bitch.
Oh, hell no. I did.
She barks at everything. I swear to God, she barked at my put water in the toilet, bro. I don't like her. I don't like her.
Growing up, you know what I'm saying? I used to smoke heavy. Man, smoke heavy in high school, smoke heavy in college. You know what I'm saying?
I like the girl that's chill and ease back.
Around
me.
It's true. When
me.
I got
that's
locked
me.
Up before. When I got locked up, you know, they forced you to stop smoking. So I think at that time when I didn't want to smoke no more. And I want to say I was about 23 when I tried to smoke again. I'm like, fuck this, I don't want it. So I went from 23, and I'm 29 now. And I finally decided, now, hold on. Now, I stopped smoking, but I will fuck up some edibles. Now, I will do edibles, and I do the liquid. Didn't want to smoke shit. But I will eat some edibles. But I want to smoke, you know, the blunt shit, but I was like, well, we got cartridge you can put in this big pen, you know what I'm saying? Try that. I'm like, yep, I like it. And the edibles that I fuck be strong as shit. So I don't be fucking with no baby shit. I be, you know, 350 so, you know, yeah, I be in no man's land high as a kite off of edibles and shit. I like, you know, people like different highs. I don't like the head high like that no much. I like the body high, you know.
I like her all over high.
It's fun.
It feels so high. It's
fun.
That I could just touch the sky.
Okay, Kanye.
No, Kanye, for real. Have you ever got so high you can float?
You said float? Funny story. I was somewhere in my teenage years. It was me, two of my cousins, his goddaddy, right? I think this was around the time Rush Hour 2 came out, or 3, one of the two. I think it was Rush Hour 3 came out. And we were sitting in the crib, we had it on bootleg, you know what I'm saying? We ended up getting smoked 20 blunts. Between the four or five of us, right? Mind you, we are teenagers. I was so high. I imagined myself actually going to the kitchen to make something eat. Like, this was like, I don't know, a daydream or something. Realistically, I ain't going to sit in the kitchen on the couch and stare at the refrigerator. Right. I just wanted to tell I thought I got up, made me something to eat, and I was eating. Mm-hmm. My black ass
he
was sitting the fuck down.
Like
a motherfucker.
High hell. Damn. Done that one before.
Now there's this one time where I told myself that I'm gonna stop smoking. This was back when Kush was out. It was Kush, Sour Diesel, and then you know, all that weak ass shit. So this is when Sour Diesel was just new, right? So we had smoked a few Kush months, and then we started smoking Sour Diesel, right? This was college years. So I had my very first car was a Chevy Cavalier. I kid you not, I was in South Suburbs of Illinois. It was me and my two cousins. We smoked, and I was finna back out, right? So I could drive us home and shit. And I swept out on my right hand on the Holy Bible. I thought I saw a horse all up and down the goddamn street. So I'm sitting there telling my cousin, like, hey, cuz, you see that horse, G? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, I don't see the motherfucking horse. I was so damn high, I swear to God, I saw a horse. So, shit, he was like, you know what, nigga, give me the key. I'm going to drive. I'll let him drive and shit, but. Man, got some stories about being high. Right there made me stop smoking.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, my stories are campfire stories.
Campfire stories.
I can't really say what I used to do when I was high. So yeah, but I could tell you one when I was on shrooms. I had to tie myself to a tree.
Oh Lord!
I did. I had to because don't laugh. Because I saw this shit on The Simpsons. You hear me? Hold on. Okay, so do you remember that episode when Homer, he got a hold of that jalapeno?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You got to remember that. Okay, he spazzed out.
Yeah, I remember
it. Okay,
yeah.
That's exactly how I felt when I took that mushroom. I spazzed the fuck out. I didn't know where I was at. I know where I began. Okay, so when I took it, I looked on Google. Don't judge me. I looked on Google and seen how people experience mushrooms, like how many to take, you know what I'm saying, what to do. So, cool. I planned it for a whole week. Got my tent. Don't judge me. Got my tent. Got my bag. Had me a tablet. You know what I'm saying? Netflix, all that shit. 8 o'clock. I took my mushrooms. Shut the fuck up, man. I took the mushrooms at 8 o'clock because they said take it at mid, like take it at sundown. Like watch the sunset or some shit. Watch something. You know what I'm saying? Watch, get your mind clear or some bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm Googling this shit, so I'm preparing. I took two mushrooms, bro, back to back. And
yo,
they said,
I could
if
never.
You're not comfortable at wandering off, keep yourself surrounded in your area. So I tied myself to a tree. I couldn't get no more than about maybe, don't laugh at me, man. I couldn't get no more than maybe 50 feet from that rope, okay? So that rope gave me 50 feet.
Oh, my God.
Do you hear me? I don't know where I was at in my mind, but what I captured on my camera, which it got destroyed, so no one would ever see this. What I captured on my camera was me dancing. I was jumping around, but it felt like I've been places. I've talked to I was talking to people. You know what I'm saying? I'm separate doing all this, and I'm flipping around all along. I'm tied with this rope on me. Never this rope ever went around my waist, my arm, my legs, nothing. That rope stayed in kind. Like, it never knotted up, not once. Never not once did I cross with this rope. Like, it was freaky. But when I woke up, when I woke up, I had one shirt on. I had a shirt on, one sock.
Was you going running through the woods and shit?
Yeah, so I had twigs in my hair to make my hair into like a bum of like Betty off of the Flintstones.
Yo.
My phone died, and whatever it captured, I looked back and I said, I gotta destroy this shit. It's been years since I did mushrooms, so I just recently did. So I just want to like take corners, and then I take blunts, but I don't have no feeling of it no more because I don't know what to. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to do mushrooms like that no more. Note to self, don't take two back to back.
One of my coworkers asked me, if I do shrooms. I'm like, nigga, what? Well, I've been there's no way in hell. I told him I would never do shrooms.
You can't knock
never
them.
Pop pills.
You can't knock them.
I don't know.
Now, shrooms nothing like Rollies, okay? Shrooms, when you take mushrooms, it's supposed to be because you want to go on a quest. Have you ever heard of DMT?
Yes, and I would never go on that goddamn quest.
Okay, now that shit right
there. I can't do that. I don't do no quest.
Now, let me tell you what DMT do to you. DMT makes you see the inner of anybody you ever look at. This is why I'm serious. This is why when I have interactions with people here where I'm at, their vibes come off me first before they even say anything to me. A look, feeling, or anything. Like, I can feel that shit before they say anything to me. So automatically, my energy counteracts with that vibe. Okay? And some of them is not pretty.
Okay.
So, like I said, that DMT stays in your system for a minute. Like, almost forever. Like, it never goes away. Especially when you keep tapping into it with other drugs similarity to DMT, you know? So it's like you always know how to read a person before you even say anything.
Thank God.
But if you ever want to have a shroom party, let me know. We can have one. It's fun.
I'll watch y'all. I won't do it, but I'll watch y'all.
I'll tape it out. Like, you'll have to have hella people, like, for real. You'll have to have hella people around. Like, you have to have people that look out. Like scouters, because they're going to be looking for some people in the morning. We are going to wander off into the wilderness. Like, our body is going to let us going to. I'm telling you, we're going to wander off. Okay, so we need trackers.
I have a homie who used to smoke.
Everybody, keep your location. Only your phone if you want to know.
Okay. I've had a homie that smoked a shit called a fry or whatever. And
called a what?
A fry. Because it was real, small.
A fly?
Hippie. Fry, F-R-Y.
Oh. Okay.
It was real like a. Yeah, it was dipped in embalming fluid and some other shit.
Oh, a hippie.
I guess, you know, whatever the name was. But this man smoked it and just took his shirt off, was dancing in the rain, all shit, singing in the rain as if he was ready to talk. Like, what the fuck? I can't do shit like that. I could never change my mind as calm to want to do other drugs like that.
I'm pretty sure he didn't know his body was going to do that when he did it. It's a reaction. It's whatever your body feels.
And he was already a goofy person. You know what I'm saying? He was like the neighborhood.
If you do drugs being silly, of course you're gonna have a reaction to being silly.
Yeah, that man thought he was invincible to everything.
That's how it goes. You know, if you take drugs while you sad, you're gonna cry throughout the entire time you high. I've seen it.
That's true. But I can because we're talking about drugs, don't mean to go do it. Okay. You know, we have time here and there.
Yeah, I'm not encouraging no one to go try mushrooms, but I really am. It'll change your life.
Change your life.
No, on a good note. But, I mean, hey, do as you are. 2 weeks is home.
I appreciate you coming and turning up with me. You got anything else you want to share with the world? Everybody that's listening right now. I got a lot of people listening.
Okay, well, if you ever visit Indianapolis, Indiana, come visit the den. I'm Miss Jules. I'll come and hook you up with my 60% discount. And just give me a shout-out. Let me know if you came.
Hey, you said Indianapolis?
Yep, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yo, I went there a few years ago. Downtown Indianapolis is fucking weird. I'll never
go
back
to
downtown. Yeah, it is,
man. I love it. I love weird people. We are
weird. Weirdo. Those panhandlers had me rolling. My man had a sign that said, "Ah, fucking kick me in the balls for 20." Like what? Here you go. Like damn, yeah, you do not have a dick. Your dick. Not a dick.
Hell no.
But like I promised everybody at the beginning, I got a few announcements. Announcement number one, I am so happy to say B-Radio will be featured in a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Bad, y'all. I don't know what the hell just happened with that. Apple is starting to tweak a little bit. It just wants random ass shit. I don't know what the hell just happened. Shit. Jay and her ended up doing mind drop. But like I was saying, I'm happy to announce that we're going to be featured in the magazine. It should be out November 1st. I'll keep everybody in tune with the details. We'll have a very notable artist called, his name is Shy. He goes by Shy Songwriter. He'll be on the show on the 20th. I'm very excited about that. I really appreciate how we're getting notarized out here, you know, whether it's me, B-Trey, Genesis, AK, you know. I appreciate the fact that everybody who tunes in, everybody who's been on the show, shares us and everything and get our names out there. And because I'm starting to network with so many people, people just hit me up out of the blue and heard Radio Rail, you know what I'm saying? Whoever. And I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? And I always thank AK for this opportunity and B-Trey for this opportunity. We making noise out here. OG Radio is making noise out here. I also have another artist this Friday by the name of Kenny P. He's on the show this Friday. I may or may not be on the show Friday because I have asked him to attend a show this Friday by Noah J. Clay. And headliner is Sasha Gohard. So if I'm not on the show, because I'm attending that, and I'm definitely networking that one. So, you know, I'm definitely bringing, you know, names here, like we always been doing for over 10 years. But, you know, I'm just happy to have a lot of people who wants to get on the show and get their name out here, get their music out here, poetry, whatever the case it may be. I appreciate it all. I love it. You know, this is something I definitely have a passion for, and I love being on the damn radio. I love to talk my shit because I can't do it on social media. Motherfuckers can't kick me off a radio. But with that being said, so I love the announcements. Again, Genesis has a coming out. She will give us more information on that this Thursday. We have tonight, Thursday, me and Genesis from 9 to 10. Catch me tomorrow with Let's Talk Tuesday with the real DC. He will be not DC Young, but he's an artist here from here, Chicago. His name is DC. He'll be on the show. Catch me Friday again. If I am here Friday, it'll be Freestyle Friday with me and Kenny P. If not, it'll be my producer, AK, and Kenny P. And I will be at the show, and I will tell everybody about it being there. But we'll see how it goes. We've also been invited to another event, November 13th, I believe. So, like, everything's falling into place. I fucking love it. You know, yeah, I definitely. B-Trey, Radio Rail, this is AK, he'll be making hella noise come 2021. But what I'm going to do is play us out to one of my artists. I play a lot because she has a lot of drive. We've got to know this for, you know, 4 months, and she's a great person. She's working on new music, and as soon as she drops it, she will definitely be back here on the show for the third time. But this is none other than Truth the Artist with Heroin. You can find her also on Apple Music. That's it from Radio Rail. I love playing y'all. I forgot to mention that it's your favorite host, the Buttered Toast. My bad, I forgot. But love all y'all, and I will catch y'all tomorrow. Okay. Good night, love all. Yeah.